Conrad left the hospital. It was a beautiful day. The air was crystal clear, and the mountains near Carson City seemed close enough to reach out and touch. As he gazed at the splendor around him, he avoided a certain area. He didn't want to look at or think about Black Rock Canyon, the place where Rebel had died. Unfortunately, once those dark thoughts entered his head, it was almost impossible to banish them. Conrad's hand stabbed toward the Colt on his hip as he whirled. His keen eyes instantly spotted two men with guns about 20 feet from him. They stood next to a parked wagon, evidently intending to use it for cover if they needed to. Smoke curled from the revolver held by one man, and the other would-be assassin was lining up his shot. Conrad crouched and fired. The bullet slammed into the gunman's left shoulder and knocked him to the pavement. The first man fired again, but he was on the move. His shot went wild and missed Conrad by several feet. As the gunman darted around the horses hitched to the wagon, Conrad held his fire. He didn't want to hit any of the animals. The man he had wounded was groping for the gun he'd dropped a few seconds earlier. Conrad quickly ran to the gun and kicked it out of reach. The wounded man slumped on the pavement again as he appeared to pass out from the shock of his injury. Conrad knew the man he had shot ought to survive. It was unlikely he would bleed to death since he was practically on the front steps of the hospital. Wanting at least one of the bushwhackers alive to question, Conrad ran after the one who had disappeared into the mouth of the alley across the street, between a saloon and a hardware store. He pressed his back to the front wall of the saloon next to the alley and listened. He didn't hear running footsteps, but was pretty sure the man was waiting for him. As soon as he showed himself, he'd be silhouetted in the mouth of the alley and the gunman would open fire. Instead of waltzing right into that trap, Conrad slapped aside the bat wings and hurried into the saloon. People gawked at him and got out of his way as he headed toward the stairs at the back of the room. A bartender with a bung starter gripped firmly in his hand moved to block Conrad's path.
Hey, mister, what do you think you're...
He stopped short and stepped back from the cold-eyed glance Conrad gave him. Taking the steps three at a time, Conrad got to the second floor landing in a hurry. Turning to the right, beside the alley where the bushwhacker was hidden, he jerked open the closest door and found the shabby bedroom inside empty. He went to the open window and peered out cautiously. He saw what he wanted to see. About a dozen feet from the street, the gunman crouched behind a rain barrel, watching the mouth of the alley. His gun was leveled over the top of the barrel, and all his attention was focused in that direction as he waited for Conrad to appear. It would have been easy for Conrad to gun him down from the window, but when you shot somebody, there was always a risk you would kill them. He didn't want that. He wanted the man to talk and reveal who had hired him to murder Conrad Browning. The window in the next room was almost directly above the place where the gunman was hidden. Conrad hurried there and opened the door. Seeing it empty, he moved toward the open window and looked out. The bushwhacker was still below in the alley, crouched behind the barrel. Judging the distance from the window to the ground, Conrad decided the drop wouldn't be too bad. He slid his Colt back in its holster and lifted a leg over the windowsill. Conrad saw that the gunman still hadn't noticed him and jumped. Conrad crashed on top of the man and drove him to the ground. Conrad clamped his left hand on the man's right wrist and shoved the gun aside as a shot blasted from it. Conrad quickly grabbed the man by his hair and slammed his face into the ground twice.
By God, stop attacking that fellow or I shoot!